critical approvals that have to take place to get rid of what I would call this poorly functioning eyesore and replace it with a truly world-class terminal for San Francisco that will welcome people to one of the great cities with one of the greatest terminals, what I would say would be in the world. And we have a host of organizations here that are going to speak out in support of it. But as you can see from the renderings back here, this terminal would be primarily glass. And so when people came in here, they not only would be able to get oriented with direction, but they would get to see San Francisco unfolding before them as they came down the escalators and walked through the terminal. And it would also be a destination itself with conference facilities, restaurants, shopping, and it would take this real break in San Francisco's urban landscape and make it into a wonderful destination. So first off, I'd like to introduce Andrew Sullivan from Rescue Muni.
Hi there. Good morning, everyone. Andrew Sullivan, Chair of Rescue Muni. We are very strongly in favor of this project for pretty obvious reasons, because it brings high-speed rail to downtown San Francisco, because it provides a much better bus terminal for bus rapid transit and regular commuter buses around the Bay Area, and because it provides an opportunity to do some real transit-oriented development, something that we favor. High-density housing and commercial use along transit corridors is something that will help address San Francisco's housing shortage and also will help address the desperate need of San Francisco commuters to get around without a car. By extending both high-speed and regular Caltrain rail service to downtown here, rather than way over at 4th and King, we'll be able to serve many more commuters on the trains up and down the peninsula, and also trains all the way to San Diego and Los Angeles, assuming the high-speed rail project goes forward, which we certainly favor at doing so. That's why we think this is a great project. We've been fans of this project for a long time, all the way back to Prop H in 1999, where the people voted to make this project a priority. Last year in Proposition K, the people voted again to make this project a top priority for funding locally. And this year in Regional Measure 2, people voted again to make this a priority for the Bridgeville. So the people have spoken. The Transbay Terminal and the downtown extension of high-speed rail is a top priority for transportation in the Bay Area and in San Francisco. What we need to do now is approve the final environmental impact report. This is coming up on several key hearings this week. There is a little bit of conflict with a property owner who is in the way of the project. We urge the members of the Redevelopment Agency, Planning Commission, Board of Supervisors, and everyone else who has to approve it, it's a long list, to approve this EIR as written and allow this project to move forward. We need no further delays for this project. If we do that, we will see a renaissance of this neighborhood, and hopefully, by extending high-speed rail, we'll be able to make a big difference in transportation, both in San Francisco and statewide. People will be able to move away from driving, move away from polluting aircraft to electric, zero-emission high-speed rail, which will be such a big improvement for the state. So I urge everyone to participate in the hearings, and if you have a vote in the hearings, vote yes. Don't delay any further this project. Thank you.
Wow, well done. I'm convinced. I'll vote for it.
Yes, vote yes.
Okay. Next, we'd like to have Joyce Roy from the League of Women Voters say a couple of words, and I can hold your time, right?
Okay. Thank you. My name is Joyce Roy. I serve on the board of the League of Women Voters of the Bay Area. We have long supported this project. And we think it's about connectivity. Presently, we have very poor or non-existent connectivity. So by having this Union Station, this hub, at the center of the San Francisco Bay Area, we will have practically seamless connectivity between Caltrain, AC Transit, Golden Gate, Muni, Samtrans, Greyhound, high-speed rail. So it is time we become a 21st century transit region. So thank you.
Shane Morrison from the San Francisco Democratic Party is also strongly in support of it.
Okay. Well, I spent the last 2 years as chair of the Democratic Party in San Francisco, and I'm a current member. And we have voted for our high-speed rail, and we voted for to hurry up and get this terminal built. As Andrew Sullivan said, voters in San Francisco asked for that in 1999. That's 5 years ago, and it's about time we get to work to do it. I don't know why everything takes so awfully long. I hate to think that high-speed rail won't be here in 10 years or so, because I'm 84 years old as of Saturday, and I want to re-up the ride on the inaugural train. And so that's what I'm hoping that you'll all get together. We must tell the Planning Commission, the Redevelopment Commission, the supervisors, the high-speed rail people, everybody, that we've got to get it going. And this week is a very crucial week to vote, and I hope that you'll all speak up and go down and lobby like crazy. Thank you very much.
Next up for San Francisco tomorrow, Norman Webb.
Still speaking, I'm Norman Webb. I'm the transportation chair of San Francisco tomorrow. And even through San Francisco tomorrow, I personally have been involved for, I think, about over 20 years in trying to get back to downtown. So it looks like we're almost there, and the problem is the fuel obstruction is that we both will not stop the final process. I want to point out that this is a lot more than just building California downtown. It's a whole new terminal. It's going to be the future terminal of high-speed rail. When it gets here, we hope it's when, not as or if. And furthermore, this also ties in with the freeway renewal in South DeMarco and all the redevelopment. So there's guaranteed 3,400, there's a possibility of more, probably 4,000, 4,500 housing units that would also be built as part of this entire redevelopment plan. So you have to look at the whole package, what it's doing for the city, what it's doing for the future of the city. And, well, as I said, it's very important that this EIR be certified, that the process keep going. The state has San Francisco acquired the state land formerly operated by all that freeway mess south of Baltimore through some very difficult negotiations with Caltrans, California Department of Transportation. And I'm afraid that some obstructionists might be real, and we can't let that happen. The process must continue to certify the EIRs, continue with the redevelopment plans, downtown extension plans, and so forth.
Thank you. And, of course, this is also very important for labor, and we're happy to have Walter Johnson, head of the San Francisco Labor Council, with us today. You want to say a couple words?
Well, when labor first, we say a couple of words and kind of agreeing. I might say four or five. Actually, the San Francisco Labor Council and the San Francisco Construction Building Trades Council are 100% in support of this project. And it takes a long time to get going. If you drive down on Howard Street around there, you'll see the river drain. It took over 11 years to get that started. So the main thing here is we're not only interested in the jobs for labor, we're interested in getting something new and meaningful for the whole Bay Area in the state of California. And that's our responsibility as not only the labor movement, but the city and the government, redevelopment, all of those, planning commission, get on the ball and make sure they make the call. And of course, very few words, and that is, we don't want any delay, we want to show the way, right? We're going to show the way, we're going to do it. And thank you all very much for being here.
Hi, my name is Dan Clark. I'm also at the Greater San Francisco Bar, and I'm here today representing the K chapter of the Sierra Club. The Sierra Club fully supports this project. In fact, the project is long overdue.
Not only will it be a new transit hub for the Bay Area, and not just for San Francisco, but the entire Bay Area, but it will also be the linchpin of a new livable, walkable community right here in downtown. Again, something that's long overdue. So we need to support this project, make sure the EIR goes through every component aspect of business. So this project will be not only a transit for San Francisco, but part of the high-speed rail project that we'll be doing. We'll come here to the peninsula, and it'll be a something that San Francisco can be proud of for a number of reasons, for neighborhood planning, for transit orientation, for walk through communities and put positive development. Thank you so much.
Good morning. I'm Margaret Okazumi, Executive Director of Third Rail Alliance. Our organization has worked hard to make this project, a reality for many years. We were involved in the Prop H campaign. We supported the passage of Prop K this past November. We worked really hard to lobby the governor and the legislature to transfer the land from the state to the city, to the redevelopment agency, to make this project possible. One of our supporters, Michael Kingsley, sold the plans, you know, the concept, conceptual plans for this project to the city in 1993, which was over $10. And so he's been doing that to this for a long time. This project is hugely important. It's time to finally close the gap. As we're speaking, for folks who are coming back from the commercials and the South Bay to visit San Francisco, the numerous tourists that I've come across have been running around at 13 saying, why does the train stop here? How do I get to our tourist guide? For this train to go north to the heart of downtown, to the financial district. Folks that I have known who have chosen to drive to their jobs in the city and folks who are wanting to go on to the East Bay who do not want to have to make several transfers to get to their final destination. So this project is hugely important. It's estimated that another 28,000 folks will get out of their cars per day in the year 2020 that this project is built. There's huge benefits for air quality. It's just hugely important for the Calhoun downtown extension to happen. And even beyond that, for California High Speed Rail, it's really, really important that we have a functional, appealing, vibrant, attractive terminal where people can go and they can feel safe and secure and welcomed, and just have it be really convenient for them to take transit into the city and leave their cars behind. So again, support finally after moving this project from plan to actual project. And so we really hope that the redevelopment agency, the planning commission, the Caltrans and Power Board will find this ERA adequate and certify it this week. It's time to move this project from plan to reality. Thank you.
My name is Dave Snyder. I'm the Executive Director of Transportation for a Livable City, working for more livable neighborhoods in San Francisco through reduced car dependence. I want to speak to the importance of this project in the context of land use. We know that we have a huge housing crisis in this city. We also know that there's only a few neighborhoods in San Francisco where more housing would be beneficial. In most neighborhoods, there's a limited opportunity to build new housing. Downtown is where thousands and thousands of housing units can go. It's very appropriate. It's planned, according to the Rincon and Hans Bay neighborhood plan, to be the densest residential neighborhood in the entire United States. The people who live here need a world-class transit system linked to the entire Bay Area with the subway and a new downtown Hans Bay terminal. It's absolutely critical that this project go forward so that we can help solve San Francisco's housing crisis by turning downtown into a 24-hour commercial and residential neighborhood. And I urge the mayor to do everything possible to make the transit terminal a reality and to certify the EIR.
Hi, my name is Alan Miller. I'm the Executive Director of the Train Riders Association of California. We're a statewide group of citizens who believe in rail transit as a viable transit alternative, such as is found in most every other part of the world except the United States. We aim to change that. This project is one of the key components in making sure that that happens. One of the reasons for that is that this terminal is in the heart of downtown San Francisco. In a few decades from now, you'll be able to get on a train here and in less than 3 hours be in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. Those are the two largest destinations in this state. And you won't be going to the airport that's out of town. You won't have to make a transfer to a taxi or a shuttle bus. You will be in the heart of downtown at both ends, and your overall travel time will be greatly reduced. CRAC greatly urges the agencies that will be going through this at the end of this week to approve this project, the project that we have supported for many, many years. And this is something that, unlike the high-speed rail project where we say, well, we hope to see it in our lifetimes, I think most of us will see this project in our lifetimes. And wow, what a beautiful thing. This will be known, this will be on the tip of the tongue of people the way that SFO now is. People will say Transbay Terminal just like they say SFO. And I'm looking forward to that day. Thank you.
Okay, our final speaker, and actually the designers are the same folks that did SFO. A lot of similarities to it. Skidmore Owings. Our final speaker will be Ken Bukowski, council member from the Midland.
Thank you very much. This kind of hurts me with the figures that the many attempts have been made to take out this terminal. The growth of San Francisco really needs this project. When you look around, you look at any real estate growth, the one reason growth is up, and that's with transit access. So we need the transit access. It was this terminal that helped create all the things you see around us, the access to transit. So we need this project forward and upward. Thank you.
Thanks so much, everybody, for coming out today, and we'll have a Q&A for everybody that was here.
Thank you.